You're tuned to The Record from KUOW. I'm Steve Scherr.
I'm Marcy Silman. Last hour, we heard from KUOW's Carolyn Adolph about the Snohomish County Council's delay of a vote on a moratorium on building in landslide-prone areas. Snohomish County isn't the only place worried about landslides. Officials here in King County are taking their own steps to avoid construction in landslide-prone areas. Here's King County Executive Dow Constantine.
We are going back and reviewing our landslide mapping, which we did 10 years ago in conjunction with the critical areas ordinances adoption. I got to lead the county committee that dealt with that, and there was great controversy. We went around the rural area holding hearings, many, many angry residents. These are the kinds of issues we're talking about. It is a fact that there are places where it is inappropriate to build, either for safety or environmental or other reasons. We've had an active program to buy out places that are in the floodplain, to discourage development in the floodplain, and to tell both the owners and prospective buyers about the flood risk. And we're doing the same now with landslides.
That was King County Executive Dow Constantine. Today, his office announced its intention to update the county's map of landslide-prone areas. For more on that, we turn to John Starbird. He's Director of Permitting and Environmental Review for King County. Hi, John.
How do you do?
How much land in King County is considered landslide-prone right now?
I don't have the acreage right now, but it is often it is mapped in an effort that we undertook in 1990, and it is a relatively small area in terms of the percentage of the county's land area, but it is, I'd hazard to guess about what percentage.
So you've mapped some areas. With this new project, are there particular new areas that you plan to investigate?
No, it won't be new areas, but it will be using different technology and different analyses. In 1990, we used the best technology that we had at that time. What we're going to be doing this time is surveying the county using LIDAR technology, and then also applying some engineering and scientific analyses to make the map provide more, or allow the map to provide more information and to make more information available to the public so they can better make their choices.
I'm talking with John Starbird of King County. You mentioned LIDAR, and some people may have heard that term in the aftermath of the Oso landslide. Is there a simple way to explain what it is?
Well, a way to explain it is that it's a kind of infrared camera that's on the bottom of a plane, and the plane sweeps back and forth over the county and takes images, and those images are then put on a computer and made into a map.
Will you be using this technology only on areas that you've already considered to be prone to landslides, or are you expanding your investigation?
The mapping will be for the entire county. So in that way, it will be the same as we did in 1990. It just, the technology is better. So a colleague explained it to me that the difference with the LIDAR technology, it's like looking at an object with your glasses on as opposed to with your glasses off. You could see much finer detail.
Do you expect that this new technology might change the way that the county is zoned in terms of development or where development is allowed?
I don't project that quite yet. It's possible. What our initial assessment is that we don't project that the area of landslide hazard locations in the county will grow. We don't think that we'll have more areas. It's just that we'll be able to better analyze the extent of the risk and maybe the type of the risk in those areas.
How will this new mapping address earthquake-prone or fault lines in the county?
That's going to be one of the internal discussions we have in the coming weeks as we refine the scope of this project. But the analyses that we've talked about most in the last few weeks is that when the maps are updated with the LIDAR technology, we will then begin at least two subsequent analyses. One will be to make an assessment of the type of risk that's in a certain area. Is it a rock slide risk? Is it a slumping risk or a mudslide risk and others? And then the second analysis will be, given the type of risk, what's the projected severity, such as high, medium, low probability or severity of the risk?
What happens if you find structures that are on land that you deem to be unsafe?
We would likely notify them and allow them to make some take some actions on their own to better mitigate for the risks that are surrounding or on their property. At this time, we do not have a buyout program for mudslide risk, though the county does have a leading program for buyout in flood-prone areas.
And briefly, when will we expect to see the results of the new mapping?
The total effort might take 2 years. In the first 4 months is when the mapping will be done. But as I said previously, there are really two major analyses that will be subsequent to the mapping. So the way I describe it is we'll do the mapping for the first 4 months, and that will be much better. Just the images will be much more
right.
understandable, even to people like you and me who are just not trained as geologists. Then there will be the analysis of, or the analyses of type and severity, and then we'll sort of go back and refresh that map that was done in the first 4 months of the effort
okay.
so that it is more comprehensive.
John Starbird, Director of Permitting and Environmental Review for King County, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
It's The Record.